B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. It is time to call in for Worst Day Wednesday. Tell us how bad the date was, and we'll guess if there's a second date.
I love this because I feel like out of, you know, four or five phone calls we take, at least one or two were like, definitely no second date. And then they'll go, no, we're married.
Right.
And you're like, what? How does that happen?
All right, first up on Worst Date Wednesday, let's bring in Cameron from Concord. Hey, Cameron.
Hey, so my bad date was, well, I went on a date with this girl. Well, first, I met this girl because my brother knew her, and I seen pictures of her online, and
okay.
You know, we started texting and stuff. Well, then I met up with her, but we went on a date, and this other girl was with us. Well, she didn't look anything like she did in pictures online, so I thought I was texting my brother, and I texted in the text and said, you know, this other girl looks better. The girl that you sent me on a date with looks nothing like she does online, but I actually sent the text to her.
Ooh.
So,
funny.
Oh, hold on a second, Cameron. Let me let that sink in. You told the girl that you're going on a date with that the other girl you saw looked much better, thinking that that text was going to your brother.
No, the girl that was girl with us. And I told, I was texting my brother saying the other girl that we're with looks better than the girl that you sent me on a date with.
Let me ask you something. Did you use names? Like, is there any way that you could have gotten out of it? Or did you use names in the text message?
I mean, I didn't use names, but I mean, well, I did use the other girl's name because I knew her. Because my brother went to high school with her.
Okay.
Right, I'm going to say that there was not a second date.
You know that there's no woman that's going to be okay with you saying that there's another woman there that's better looking than she is. Thanks, Cameron.
And that's why I had asked if they use names, because then you could flip it and say, oh, I thought I was texting the other person.
But
about
I didn't
you.
Know him, but my brother went to school with her and she knew him, so. Oh, yeah, I think I get it, dude. It's you sent the text to the wrong girl. No. So what happened was my mom was there and I'm like, what?
All right, let's talk with Stephanie and Albemarle. Tell us about the date.
Hey, guys. So pretty much what happened was, like, we were 15, so we couldn't drive yet, and we were going to the movies for our first date. The movie was Soul Surfer. I don't know if you remember that movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so, of course, we couldn't drive, so we had to have both of our parents take us. And it took me about, like, 10 minutes after the movie started that he messaged me saying, oh, my mom couldn't take me.
So you were there by yourself.
How old were y'all?
She said they were 15.
15?
15.
So think about young love, 15.
Yeah, they went on a second date. It was young. They're young.
But they're not together anymore.
Yeah, of course, not now.
Are you married?
No. This Friday will be our 8-year anniversary.
Oh, that's sweet, though.
Oh, they stayed together.
Yeah, they did stay together.
All right, thanks, Steph.
But when you're young, you forgive stuff like that.
Yeah.
As you get older, I don't know, you hold grudges.
And by the way, when you're 15 and you say that my parents can't take me to a place, that is a legit excuse.
Right.
It's not like you couldn't get in the car and drive.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true. Anna and Charlotte.
Yeah, so I went out on a date with this guy and his best friend ended up crashing the date. Ooh. So by the time I got there, he texted me saying that his best friend was there. They already started bowling. They already started drinking. And it was pretty much a disaster after that. His friend and I ended up getting into it, and he wasn't taking either side. And then his friend wanted to go home. And then they went and got food, and they got burritos, and they were trying to shove it in my face to eat one.
Okay, all right. Horrible date, Anna. Here's the thing, though. If there was no shot at a second date, why would she have given us all the bad details? In other words, she's a good storyteller, so she wants us to think there wasn't a second date
because
she told us how bad that date was.
I don't think there was a second date.
I'm going to say there was.
I'm going to say it's bros before, you know? So, no second date.
Technically, there was no second date. We agreed to go on a second date, and then he got really stupid, and I decided not to go.
Smart. Smart thinking.
Yeah,
he's not the guy.
Okay. He was all right. Thanks,
Sounds
Anna.
Pretty stupid to begin with.
Yeah.
Very detailed. Huh. All right. You guys want to do another round, or are we
Yeah, if you have another bad date, give us a phone call, 704-570-9595. We got to get to the Kiss Cash Code, though.
Mm-hmm.
So coming up here in 3 minutes after Ariana Grande, your chance at $1,000. Don't go anywhere.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Charlotte's number one hit music station. That's Khalid.
Your plug for hit music.
That's not right. Kiss 95.1. We're all the hits. Home of the Meanie Weather and Morning Show is the it's all the hits, and Home of the Meanie
right.
Weather and Morning Show is there. Our,
I got confused with our sister station, which is your plug for today's R&B and hip hop.
Yeah, that's
your
not
plug. Hey, we want to what?
I don't know.
I don't know either, Roy. Don't ask me what the plug means. I don't know. Right. Hey, we are playing Worst Date Wednesday, though. And this is a segment that we love, and we need you to get in on this. Tell us about your horrible, awkward, maybe funny first date, whatever it was. The first date went wrong, and then we're going to guess whether or not there's a second date. And the reason why we love this is because a lot of times you tell us how bad a first date was, and we're in here going, oh, there's no way.
Mm-hmm. Then you end up married.
We're married 15 years this week. You're like, whoa.
704-570-9595. Becca in Fort Mill, tell us about your date.
Okay. So I met this guy through a fellow coworker, and he and I were emailing each other back and forth for quite some time. And he suggested that we go out. Okay, so he was going to pick me up after work. No big deal. Picked me up. We were heading out, having a good time. And then he mentioned to me if I was engaged, and I looked puzzled at him because I forgot to take my engagement ring off. I was engaged at the time. So, yeah. So, okay, we continued the date. We went out, we went to a movie, we had dinner. I ended up sleeping with him that night. And then he was taking me back to my house the next morning, where my fiance was waiting there with a baseball bat because he found out what was going on.
Told you the segment was fantastic.
You just openly admitted to cheating.
Well, I don't think they're together anymore, her and the fiance. I'm going to say that you are now with the new guy, and the worst date grew into a relationship.
We've been married 18 years.
Whoa! We have questions.
I have so many questions.
I have a lot. Like, how did the fiance know? Why did you...
Why did the other guy continue the date after...
Yes!
You mean my husband?
Yeah.
So my husband and I continue to date each other only because you just know. You just know in your heart when it's right. And I had so many doubts about getting married to the other guy. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go out and I'm going to see if this is, you know, am I really meant to get married? Do I, you know, do I have any guilt or remorse? And I had no guilt or remorse, but... After I met my husband, and I'm like, no, this is the one I'm totally meant to. So this all happened about 6 weeks before I was supposed to walk down the aisle.
Oh, my gosh.
This is like an episode of War of the Roses.
I know, this is this is Worst Date Wednesday, not Worst Cheat Wednesday.
I totally get it. But you know what? The worst date ever also turned into be the best date. Because my husband's car, my ex decided to completely trash his car. So, yeah. And he still kept dating me.
Wow. Okay. We told you.
Yeah.
This is fun listening to your stories. Thanks, Becca.
Is it bad? I'm not even mad at the ex-husband.
Roy's sitting here open mouth.
That's a crazy story, man. And I want to know how he knew it was going on. The ex-husband knew.
Yeah.
Like, did he follow them that night?
Right.
Did somebody call them and see them out? Because it didn't sound like she was hiding it at all. She had just forgotten to take off her engagement ring.
And my man drove up and dropped her off. Like, she didn't, like...
Right?
She didn't
nerve.
Find... Yeah, like...
Yeah, but I guess
she didn't find a ride.
But I guess if she's sitting there going, hey, you know what? I'm engaged, but only by law. Like, I'm getting out of this.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Although she did go back home to the ex now.
The judgment-free zone. Yeah. I just probably would have...
So fascinating.
...flipped it off before I went on a date.
Paris and Gastonia.
Yeah.
Hi, tell us about your date.
So it was... A first date, we had went with a group of friends. It was completely awkward.
the food from the restaurant got spilled all over both of us.
Ooh.
He didn't speak the whole time, and then I kept catching him making glimpses at my boobs, and I was like, oh, my God, what is going on right now?
No way. No second date, I'm going to say. What do you say, Loren?
I say no second date.
I'm going to say there's a second date. You thought he was charming.
Yeah, we actually are married and have a son.
Yep. I could tell. You weren't disgusted. You were just kind of like, oh, when he was looking.
And
I
still kind of giggly.
Yeah.
You can tell that you've got a good relationship.
You didn't hate the fact that he was peeking, you know. You didn't.
Well, they were there for a reason. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I guarantee you that shirt's still in her wardrobe.
Yeah. Hey, all right.
Thanks, Paris. We got one more. We're just waiting on it. But
she was like, oh, I was flaunting you that night on purpose.
Here's someone that texted it from area code 704 that said, I had a man show me his nipple in a restaurant to show me that a bullet once grazed him. See, that is an amazing conversation starter / icebreaker. Not many guys have that story that they can share with you.
A bullet once grazed?
So on a text play, I'm going to say there was a second date.
Yeah, I'm going to say there was a second date.
Okay, let's see.
I'm going to say it creeped her out and there was no second date.
We'll ask why we take this phone call. We'll get the answer.
All right, let's... I didn't see the name. Sorry. But let's talk to Angela and Hickory.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing well, Angela. Tell us about the date.
Well, it was my birthday and my boyfriend came to the house and he convinced me to get dressed up and get some nice heels and that he had a nice date planned. So I get dressed up in these high heels, and he makes me walk 2 miles to the destination. He didn't tell me where we were going. It was a surprise. He ended up taking me to McDonald's, buying me a hamburger with a coupon, and then he ended up eating the hamburger and making me walk 2 miles back to my house in heels and a skirt.
I'm going to say there's no second date here.
Not at all.
Yeah. This seems pretty open and shut.
You can hear the anger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you said you walked 2 miles in heels,
yeah,
that was the...
It's not happening.
Yeah.
Angela went... Go ahead.
He had a vehicle, too. He had his license and everything, but he's like, I think it's more romantic if we walk, and I'm thinking, no, it's not.
When you slapped him, did it leave a mark or no? Thanks.
Actually, a lot of girls didn't date him after that for a while.
Yeah, I bet. Thanks. Angela. Okay, back to our texting story about the man who showed her his nipple in the restaurant to show her where the bullet was grazed.
Was there a second date?
Not at all, she said. Not even close. All right, thanks for playing, you guys. We got a census survey. This one is hilarious. Roy, you pushed the boundaries with your questions, which I think are fantastic.
I think these are the worst questions ever. Like, I think they're really insulting. And the guy falls asleep on the phone with me. You have to hear it. It's brand new, and it's coming your way in 5 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.